Welcome to this episode of Digital Skills Mastery Lab. We will be exploring how to effectively develop digital skills. Before you commence the investment of time, focus, energy, and possibly your finance on learning new skills, it will be helpful to ask yourself some important questions. What is my main purpose of developing digital skills? Am I just being curious? A proper clarification of the specific purpose will help you determine the most suitable means of achieving it. You can create a plan that will guide you on how to achieve this learning objective. An effective strategy would make the learning experience very interesting. As a business owner, when you integrate digital skills in your recruitment plans and staff training, it provides you with competitive edge. If there will be need for specific training, the current skill set of all employees will need to be properly analyzed. You can set out creating development plans for members or staff. This can include building on existing digital talent. You need to effectively measure and evaluate success of all actions taken within the organization and also take into consideration the fast changes in technology in an ever-changing world. Digital skills are highly valuable, especially in modern workplace. An increasing number of jobs out there now require online presence. Let us be reminded that a digitally savvy workforce will help an organization stay on top of latest trends. As an individual, enhanced digital skills will improve chances of career advancement and help to remove possible feelings of being underqualified when digital skill is visibly present as part of job requirement for a position you plan to apply for. The skills you learn today could set you up for a successful career in the future. Digital is having strong impact on global economy, and with this digital age comes many opportunities that are creating new jobs, new professions in the likes of user experience designer, social media manager, SEO specialist, digital marketing specialist, just to mention a few. There are many ways you can learn digital skills. Institutes, academies, attending workshops, self-study using electronic books, tutorials, videos, participating in free online courses, paid online courses, informal assistance from others with high level of expertise in your area of interest. If your main area of interest is computer programming, you can consider hackathon. Hackathon is an event in which a large number of participants meet to participate in a collaborative computer programming. Some online courses are making learning experience much easier by informing you on the commitment required to successfully complete courses, number of personal assignments that will have to be completed, total number of hours of workload required are also clearly stated. Project-based learning might be integrated as a teaching method. This will depend completely on the category of digital skills you are learning. Project-based learning is a method in which you gain knowledge and skills by actively engaging in meaningful real-world projects. When you decide to develop your skills by learning online, there are free and paid online learning platforms with quality resources on current courses within the digital spectrum that you can access. Google, Facebook, Udacity, Coursera, LinkedIn, Udemy, HubSpot, and many others provide free training resources on digital skills that are hugely helpful. There are also courses that certificate will be issued upon successful completion. This can help boost your CV and LinkedIn profile. You can subscribe to blogs on digital skills. Reading up blogs and subscribing to newsletters from industry experts in the areas you're interested in will be helpful to you. You also have the option of digital events. There are lots of tech events happening across the globe. Attending tech conferences will help expand your knowledge and skills. It can help you discover new solutions. Events will put you in contact with professionals from your area of interest. They can share their opinions on subject areas that are huge concerns to you. This could help you see something you are currently missing. Academies. Academies offer fast, high-impact learning with access to top-notch mentors. Coding courses rank high among digital skills being learned at academies. If you are highly committed, you stand a good chance of graduating with the required skills to confidently compete for jobs as a developer. If this is an option that you will want to consider, it would be a good idea to find an academy that is the right fit for you. If you are highly confident that you can achieve learning digital skills by adopting self-study approach and you will need an accountability partner, I will be happy to help. This has been Digital Skills Mastery Lab. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, you can send a mail to digitalskillsmasterylab@gmail.com.